We turn now to local sports here on KNKX, and the University of Washington football team has another late start this weekend. Just like last weekend against Cal, the Huskies game at Arizona State begins at 7:45 on Saturday night. The late starts have prompted some pushback from Washington coach Chris Peterson and sparked a feud with ESPN. KNKX sports commentator Art Thiel talked about it with 88.5's Kirsten Kendrick.
Art, why is Chris Peterson so upset about these late starts?
Exactly why he brought this up, I don't know, but it was in his regular weekly Monday presser when he brought up unsolicited the fact that he felt the need to apologize to Husky fans for having the game start so late, and he was lamenting about that. And I asked him, why are you lending your voice to this now? Because this has been a six-year issue with the invention of the Pac-12 networks that are trying to scatter these games across the clock on Saturdays. And he says, I don't even think they kind of care about what us coaches think. So come to watch the game on Saturday, and ESPN is launching snarky remarks in his general direction. The play-by-play broadcaster described Peterson as irascible and somewhat cantankerous. Kirk Herbstreit, who co-hosts the very popular Saturday morning game day show, said that Chris Peterson ought to be thankful that ESPN deigns to cover their games. Then in the broadcast, they had this goofy episode where the sideline reporter put down three cupcakes on the ground, and the camera's focusing on these cupcakes.
Rod, you were talking about schedules. I want to present you guys a visual of Washington's out-of-conference schedule this year. We'll start with Rutgers. Here's Montana, FCS. And here's Fresno State. Cupcakes and cream puffs out of conference, which could ultimately put them in peril in terms of the college football playoffs.
So they look soft, too. Are you saying those cupcakes are kind of softish?
Cupcake City, baby. The weakest.
It was a very snarky thing to do and very surprising that ESPN would do something like that. But it did cause national attention about what's the deal between Peterson and ESPN.
Well, ESPN does not have a say in the selection process, but they clearly do have some power over it,
right,
for the playoffs.
College football owes its success to ESPN. Invented in 1980, and they love college football. They give it lots of time, and because they give it so much money, they can dictate that teams can play on Thursday or Friday or Saturday or Tuesday. And Chris Peterson's teams at Boise State were beneficiaries of that because they were willing to play at 3 o'clock in the morning in Nome, Alaska, if they could get on ESPN, because for a small school like that, they got a lot of favorable publicity and it helped recruiting. And Peterson even acknowledged that it was probably good for their program. So no one knows yet whether ESPN would influence the selectors. And I don't think you're going to find an email or a voicemail that's going to say that. But I think all the people involved in the selection process know how important ESPN is to the process. And if ESPN says, you know, we really don't like those Huskies because of what Peterson said, it could be very influential. At least conspiracy theorists would think that way.
Is there a right and wrong in all of this?
Well, I think that Peterson is being a little hypocritical because he is the state's highest paid employee at $4.9 million a year, and he owes a fair amount of that to the relationship that the Pac-12 networks, with the approval of the university presidents, have gotten into with Fox and ESPN. On the other hand, ESPN should be a lot bigger than this. I think Husky fans now are going to be watching very carefully. The only insurance they have against this conspiracy is to go 12-0. ESPN cannot possibly influence a 12-0 team out of the four-team playoff.
All right, Art, thanks.
My pleasure.
KNKX sports commentator Art Thiel's website is Sports Press Northwest at sportspressnw.com, and he's a contributor to crosscut.com. You can download podcasts of our weekly chats at knkx.org. I'm Kirsten Kendrick.